Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wake up, people. It's a Friday, and we have a full weekend of betting on football upon us. We're going to get you ready for the weekend ahead, whether it's the Army-Navy matchup in college football, the NFL, maybe a little sprinkle of college hoops as well. And of course, we'll get to all of our parlays for the show because it is a Friday. And how is it a fun Friday if we don't do some big plus money parlays? So that's coming up later in the hour. So, Jenks, we're going to talk about Army-Navy. And I think a lot of people kind of have this game on their bucket list. Let me be the first to tell you that I do not have this game on my bucket list. And for one very good reason. If you want to feel good about yourself, don't be around people in the military. Like, have you ever tried to complain about something and somebody from the military is like standing in the same room? Where I used to do this all the time when Jake was playing baseball and I'm like, oh, it's such a long baseball season. I'm basically like a single mom. And then like this other, you know, girl would be like, yeah, I know how you feel. My husband's deployed for the next 6 months. And you're like, oh, you're right. My husband throws a baseball for a living. And your husband's dodging bullets. And you're hoping that he survives. So that's the only reason why I wouldn't want to go to this game. Because you stand around all these people who are just, you know, salt of the earth guys who are willing to go to war for their country. And then you're like, let me tell you about a grind. Way early to talk about spreads in college football. This job, man, it's so hard. And they're like, oh, really? Your job is hard. So that's the only reason I wouldn't want to go to this game.
Oh, I'm just the opposite. I can't wait to go. I think going to a game like this gives you perspective and it makes you realize the greatness that you are a part of or that you're getting to acknowledge or be around. And it gives you a greater appreciation for what you have. Like, I want to feel that spirit. I want to feel more appreciation and to say, oh, wow, look at what these men and women are doing. Look at how they're competing. Look at the sportsmanship that they show. Look at the tradition. I want to absorb all of that. And there are a lot of people in college football who will advocate for Army-Navy being the best rivalry in the sport. The late John Feinstein, and John wrote a book about this. He used to talk about it on a regular basis, and he would say that it's not close. And he really went into the weeds of what makes this particular matchup so enthralling and so gripping. And so I want to go. It's absolutely on my bucket list. And if I didn't have some things going on this weekend, I might even make the trip because it's in Baltimore. But yes, I want to experience all of that and really take it in and have an even greater appreciation for what the people who represent this country and defend this country do.
Yeah, see, I want to watch it, and I want to watch these people from afar. I just don't want to get wrapped in some conversation where somebody's like, so what do you do for a living? You're like, talk about sports betting. It's really hard. They're like, oh, well, I've served three tours so far. And you're just like, ah, I need to go back to the drawing board with what I think is a productive life on this planet. But you do really respect what they bring to the game. And I do think, especially in the era of NIL and the transfer portal just constantly moving, it's basically a revolving door. Like, these are games where you actually get to see continuity, you know, and guys who are going to be playing for the ultimate goal. And you know that, you know, team is the number one thing, because, like, think about guys in the military. Like, this is the mindset that they have to have. So it's nice when you do previews for this game. You're like, wow, I actually remember some of these names. And how could you not remember Blake Horvath from last year? Two rushing scores, two passing touchdowns as the quarterback for Navy. And I do think the handicap starts with Blake Horvath in this game, because he's been fantastic this year, and it's hard for me not to look at Navy and be like, okay, it's going to be another Blake Horvath game.
Yeah, oh, he's going to be awesome in this game. I think this is going to be a close game. I think we're seeing a lot of points in this game, and when you look at Navy, like, this is the best rushing team, not surprisingly, in college football, because Army and Navy love to rush the ball. Navy averages more than 32 points per game, and the one thing that they do really well, Horvath is obviously the cog to that engine, but when they decide to pass, he's completing, I think, more than 60%+ of his passes. So they're very strategic as to when they throw the ball, but when they do, they're usually very successful. I will also say the Black Knights, I mean, they can clearly run the ball. Noah Short, 127 yards against UTSA. And Army and UTSA has quietly become a really intense rivalry. Those two teams got in a fight after that game, had to be separated. You never see that from an Army squad. But as good as Navy is offensively, and Army can't quite measure up, the Navy defense can be leaky. So they give up almost, what, 27 points per game? So I think we're going to see a high-scoring affair in Baltimore, and I'm going to go over 38. Look, this is traditionally, or has been traditionally, an under game. We've seen that before, but not in the past 3 years. So I'm going to go over here. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with Navy's offense, too. I was reading up on their offense. It's called the Millennial Wing Tee, which sounds like a secret Starbucks menu item that, like, people are like, get the Millennial Wing Tee with matcha. But it's actually what Navy football runs, where it's a blend of what, you know, Navy usually does with the wing tee and some of, like, the older styles of offense. But then they, like, blend in some modern concepts with the spread and everything. So it just makes it really effective and a little bit more fun to watch, because obviously when you think of service academies, you think, oh, they're just going to run the ball every single time. But here's the thing as well. This is the biggest rivalry matchup, it feels like, in college football. Like, obviously you have Michigan and Ohio State, Alabama and Auburn. Like, this is a big one too. And I feel like when it comes to rivalry matchups, these usually play closer. I will say that if you look at the trends, usually it's the team that wins, that covers. Like, obviously last time around, Navy won outright as underdogs. But to me, it feels like Navy wins this game. So I don't know. I think there's definitely a pathway where Navy can score enough points to cover this spread, because 6.5 usually in a total that's sitting under 40 points. You know, you lean towards the underdog here. It's just, I don't know. I think I'm leaning towards Navy here. Do you have a strong feeling on a side? I feel like you're kind of leaning towards Army.
Yeah, I just, and it's not just, I know it's easy to say, well, this is a rivalry game. Well, it is. It's a massive rivalry game. We know that. But also, in its last 11 games against Navy, Army is 8-3 against the number. And when they've been a dog in this game, they've won outright in three of their last four games. Then you look at the totality of their season, six of Army's 11 games this year have been decided by 3 points or less. And really, to me, it's the Navy defense. And it's not a bad defense, but they will give up points. And so when you look at Army and what they can and have done this season on the ground, I mean, 6.5 feels like a high number to me. So yeah, I'm on the Black Knights here.
I think one other thing that kind of goes into the over here as well is that last year, Army played in the conference championship game, I believe. And think about not having that extra week to prepare and recover. So I think both these offenses are going to be more ready to go than they were last year. Maybe that gives Army a better chance, but I just think it equates to more offense for both of these teams. So I think this is a low total, 38.5. I think this one is fully capable of going over, but I will be watching it, and I'm excited for that one. All right, we got a couple minutes here, Jenks. Who wins the Heisman? I feel like this is a big question among people who love to debate things, but over the sports books, there is no debate. Right now, Fernando Mendoza is minus 1,200. If you think there is any way that anybody else wins it, go ahead and put your money on him now, because you get some really long numbers. Diego Pavia, Vanderbilt, 7-1. Notre Dame running back, Jeremiah Love, is 150-1. So it doesn't feel like anybody else wins this. What's wild to me is the number on Julian Sain. Like, if I'm like, if I'm looking at this number and I'm Julian Sain, I'm like, 500-1? Was that really that bad?
Well, it's he's been great. He's been really good. But at this point in the season, of course, there's no more games to play. So these numbers are going to extend and get much more dramatic. And there's going to be so much more separation than you would see otherwise. I mean, if we were midseason, this would be much tighter because of the roads ahead. But now we know that Mendoza is going to win this thing. He is going, which is crazy to me. It's crazy. I got to tell the young people, you don't understand. You just don't understand. Because growing up, there were two teams that were the worst, or actually three, that were the worst in college football. Kansas State, people forget, Kansas State used to be straight up hot garbage. Go back and look at Kansas State in like the 80s. Like, they were an automatic dub for anyone. Northwestern was the same way. And then there was Indiana. It's like, you know you're going to beat these teams. In fact, I believe, and it still holds true even now, and definitely before the past couple seasons, Indiana is the second losingest program in college football history. Like, seriously, think about that for a second. The second, not winningest, losingest. They just lost. They're in the football stands talking about the upcoming basketball season. Always losing. So the fact that they are here, Big Ten champions, number one seed in the college football playoff, and their quarterback is going to win the Heisman Trophy, it's one of the greatest stories in college football history, and that's not being hyperbolic. That is the absolute truth. When you look at the history here, what they have done in such a short amount of time is beyond remarkable, and Mendoza's going to win it, and rightfully so. He had the drive of the year in that Penn State game, and he was clutch against Ohio State as well, clutch pass late. I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah, and especially in a game like college football where normally it's just, okay, it's a revolving door of, like, which blue blood is going to win it this year. Like, it's not a sport that's known for parity. So when you see what Indiana has done over the past couple years, it makes it that much more impressive. So, Jenks, I'm here in Nashville, and there's still plenty of debate that Diego Pavia should win Heisman. And I understand there is a good argument to be made that he is the most valuable player on his team, and he's probably, you know, if you think about, like, MVP, which this is not an MVP award. Like, he is the most valuable to his team of, like, a lot of these quarterbacks. Because some people watch that game against Ohio State and they say, okay, Diego Pavia, like, he won the game. One touchdown, one pick, 15 of 23 for 222 yards. Big whoop. Have you seen Diego Pavia's numbers? Let me set the record straight. Ohio State is the number one defense in college football.
Yes.
So, like, let's compare those numbers when you're facing a team that came into this game averaging giving up 8.5 points per game. So it occurs to me that you look at Diego Pavia's numbers, yes, they're great, but I'm not sitting here and saying, oh, Diego Pavia would have had 5 touchdowns in this game against Ohio State, because he wouldn't have.
No, oh, he would not have. It's easy to say. Revisionist history is a funny thing, and people like to do this, especially when games are done, and they like to shift the narrative and act like something didn't happen. Let's not act like the Buckeyes didn't shut down everyone all season long. That they didn't roll through people. They did. They made easy work of everyone but Indiana. Like, one of their closest games this season was early against Michigan, maybe halftime against Penn State. Ohio State was crushing people. This is still a team, absolutely, that could win the national title. So I don't take away anything from Indiana and what they did against Ohio State. It's time just to say, you may not like it, you may think it's strange to say, but Indiana is arguably the best team in the country, and they earned that win against the Buckeyes. That Buckeyes defense is no joke.
Right, and Indiana is doing what Vanderbilt does, but better. Like, because part of the storyline for Diego Pavia is that he plays for Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt has been a losing program for quite some time. But, like, look at Indiana. They have the losingest record, and now they're sitting atop college football. So as much as Vanderbilt is a great story, Indiana's a better story. And here's the thing. The Heisman Award traditionally is, you know, it feels like the quarterback who is, you know, a good quarterback on the best team in college football. Again, it's not the MVP award. So this falls more into the category of what we normally see from the Heisman winner, a quarterback from the best team in college football, unless there's some running back or receiver who's just out of this world.
Yes, I am in complete agreement with you. And, you know, I just think that when it comes to Indiana, you know, and it comes to the Heisman in particular, you know how it is. We talk about this all the time. Storylines matter. So
yeah,
not only does Mendoza deserve it based on his body of work, but what a story. And you know college football, you know voters, they love a good story. And Pavia's story is great. Going back to Vanderbilt for a second, fantastic story. But it's not nearly as good as Mendoza's. And it's hard to top what Pavia has done because Vandy, as you know, has traditionally been a losing program. So the fact that he's been able to lift them up alongside the coaching of Clark Lee has been remarkable. But if there's any program that can match that story, it's Indiana and Mendoza.
Yeah, now Fernando Mendoza's mom's getting in the mix. Did you see he wrote or she wrote a letter to him that they published in either, I forget what it was, like maybe Sports Illustrated or something, but I know Diego Pavia's mom's been campaigning, but it's not going to be enough. All right, coming up next here on the show, we switch gears a bit. What's going to happen at Michigan? More chaos in the mix there and a little sprinkle of college hoops. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Every time I look up, it's closer to Christmas, and I still haven't done anything on my Christmas checklist. So I need to get on that.
Oh my God. Yeah, the lovely Catherine, I was like, hey, listen, I cannot wait to get you a Christmas gift, but I know there's a couple things you want. And she was just going to send me a couple things. And I was like, I'm happy to pick out some stuff. And I've already bought a few things, just a couple little things. I was like, but I kind of need to know because it's December 13th. So the longer we wait, then we risk maybe the items not getting here by Christmas Day. And she's like, I know. So, man, I've already done all my shopping except for her. That's it.
See, I haven't done much shopping because here's the thing. My daughter's birthday is December 5th. So we just wrapped up like her birthday stuff. So like that's the most difficult part is I already bought her a bunch of birthday presents and now it's going to be another influx of toys because Christmas obviously has to top her birthday, right? Like one would think in the pecking order, like the presents need to outweigh the birthday on Christmas, right?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you? It feels like that way to me.
Yeah. So it's definitely a tough month for moms who are trying to champion the load, much like offensive linemen. We do all the work without a ton of the credit. Nice job, Santa, for doing all that work. But I will leave it at that in case some kids are listening. All right, Jenks. So Michigan probably has a long wish list this Christmas for a new coach, for maybe less scandals. I don't know. They're probably on the naughty list this year. So now the latest talking point is Ward Manuel, the athletic director at Michigan, is still intact and he has not been fired despite several rumors of him being let go. And I was just thinking to myself, was he the athletic director when all this stuff with Jim Harbaugh was going on? Yes. Yes, it was. And so I looked this up and it's not just that. There was a clickbait article that said four scandals that happened while Ward Manuel has been athletic director. And you think to yourself, okay, how many strikes does this guy get? And I also think that because of Michigan winning a national championship, that a lot of this was pushed to the side. But now Michigan in yet another coaching fiasco as Sherrone Moore is absolutely crashing out. We certainly hope that his mental health gets back on the right side of things. But needless to say, Michigan is without a coach, and it's not a great time or a great year to be in a coaching search with so many teams, you know, have hired new head coaches. So let me ask you, Jinx, do you think some of this falls on the athletic director with all of these scandals in this very short period of time?
I need more information, but yes, it points that way. And look, we could be wrong, but when you're hearing reports, at least, that this was done sort of in a silo without human resources and without security, then that is not proper protocol. And I think more than anything, you open yourself up to a lawsuit. Like, this doesn't feel like it was done cleanly. Let me put it this way. Because it's pretty clear when you have an internal investigation that you have some details. Maybe you don't have all the details yet, but this has been going on for a while. So I'll say this again. What did Michigan know and when did they know it? Because if they've known, okay, there could be some mental issues at play when it comes to Sherrone Moore and they knew this a month ago, then why wasn't there allegedly human resources and security in place for someone who could potentially be a danger or be a danger to someone else. We don't know the details, but these are some of the reports that are coming out. So you were trying to say, okay, this will save us money. Unlike the Brian Kelly situation, not fired for cause. That's about wins and losses. This is about cause, and you walk away and say, we don't owe you anything. But if you don't go through the proper protocol and you don't have security in place and you knew that there could be some sort of mental issue here, now you're opening yourself up to a potential blowback as far as a lawsuit is concerned, not just from the alleged victims here, but also Moore himself. So Michigan is in a really tricky spot. And when you talk about the history that they have, yeah, it's a precarious position for the AD when this has been one bad move after the other, or what is seemingly one bad move after the other.
Right, especially when it's a move or a scandal that doesn't involve winning. Because at least right. The Harbaugh stuff like ended in a national championship. So I think people are like, yeah, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's fine. We'll carry our national championship trophy, you know, all the way around the victory lap here. But with Sherrone Moore, I think the difficult part is how much falls on the shoulders of management when it's simply one guy who is making a bad decision. Because This is not the first time that we've had a college football or even like a college coach make a bad decision when it comes to extramarital affairs. Like, wasn't it Hugh Freeze that was like, who was he texting? Oh, call girls?
I mean, the greatest one of all time is Bobby Petrino.
Bobby Petrino!
That's the one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Remember when...
neck brace.
Oh, the neck brace. Because he was having an extramarital affair, I think with a volleyball player at Arkansas. It was clearly an extramarital affair, so I need to brush up on that. But he was absolutely having an affair, and then he wrecked his motorcycle that he was on, and she was on it with him. So initially it was, hey, it was just a wreck, you know, I got turned around, I'm okay. But then the reports came out, oh, he had someone with him. It was the woman with whom he was having an affair. So then he couldn't deny it anymore. I mean, you look at the records and be like, oh, he wasn't alone. And that's when he had to show up in a neck brace. And he and his wife, still together, by the way. But that's, I hate to say the GOAT because it's not a good situation. But as far as scandals and the reminder of that scandal that is remaining, Petrino is still like number one with a bullet.
Yeah, that was the most famous crash out because it literally involved a crash and like his face looked like, you know, the depiction of what was going on. I think the Sherrone Moore stuff is, I don't want to like be insensitive and be like, it's less memeable just because it sounds like he's in a really tough spot. You know, anytime you threaten to kill somebody or alleged to threaten to hurt somebody and hurt yourself, like I think he's under constant supervision now. It's just you look at the athletic director and you're like, hey, were there signs of this before where maybe this just wasn't a good hire because of his mental state? So I don't know. Like, I don't know all the details. We'll see, you know, when it comes to fruition. But it's certainly, you know, a crash out of this decade, I at least feel, for Michigan football. One last thing. I saw this quote that was floating around the internet that I thought was interesting. Somebody said, Sherrone Moore should have listened to Nick Saban. Nick Saban one time said, ultimately, you never want to sleep with anybody who has less to lose than you do. So ultimately, if I'm ever going to sleep around on Miss Terry, it's going to be with Hillary effing Rodham Clinton. What a quote.
That's why Nick Saban is the GOAT. Not just personally, but professionally. And I love that everyone knows his wife. Like, hey, Miss Terry's the one in charge, by the way. Yeah, Miss Terry is the one in charge, by the way. You know, I always like that is the smartest, best thing you could ever say. Like I might be Nick Saban, I might be the GOAT. The real GOAT is this woman right behind me who's been supporting me the entire time. And they appear, by all accounts, to have an amazing relationship. So isn't Nick Saban curious in that, look, he's kind of softened as he's aged, which I think most people do, right? You've been through it and you have more perspective and wisdom on things. And just through the course of his career, it was, gah, this guy's such a hard ass. And then later on, it's like, you know what, though? I kind of love it. Now he's showing us a few more details of his personality, We're getting to know him a little bit better. We're hearing more about Miss Terry. When he gets fired up, he's giving us these memorable quotes, rat poison. We're seeing him on College Game Day. But honestly, that's kind of that protective barrier, because I would think that recruits and people who have played for him, even in his early days, would speak to him like we speak about him now. We just weren't allowed that access.
Right. And there's also a strategy involved to why he's so hard on players. You know, obviously it has produced greatness because he has such high standards. But I think we've seen this with a lot of athletes and coaches. And it's almost weird to where you almost wish they would revert back occasionally, just to so we know it's not like a clone of you know, themselves, and like the old version is somewhere else. Because we've seen this with Tiger Woods, who is no longer like the overbearing presence on the golf course, which I know he has like 17 surgeries, but still he's not as intense as he used to be. And obviously number one on this list is Bill Belichick. Like the complete turnaround that we've seen with him. And I saw a UNC fan trying to make this joke, saying that, oh, you guys were concerned with the wrong head coach's girlfriend. It should have been Michigan you were talking about. No, we can still talk about Jordan Hudson because she's still crazy too.
Yes. Why do we have to pick one? We don't have to pick one, guys. It drives me crazy when, as you know, I feel like I repeat myself on this show. And God, I would also tell Catherine, I'm like, have you heard this before? Both things can be true. But I feel like the both things can be true concept is absolutely crucial, because people inherently now, if you live online or you live in the comments, people want to take a side and they stick to that side no matter what. And it's like, well, you got to pick one. Whose side are you? Which one's worse? It's like, hey, both situations can be bad. How about that? Have you thought about the idea? Like, I don't know why we necessarily need to rank one being worse than the other. Can't you just accept that both are less than ideal? I mean, if you want to say, look, when there's arrest involved, of course, fine. But the idea that there's some sort of debate going on, I'm like, neither of these things are good.
Right. There's room for more than one headline on TMZ Sports.
Yes, correct.
You can click on.
Like a side link.
So, yes, we will continue to rail on Jordan Hudson and UNC. And plus, I went to NC State, so I will never stop clowning UNC for this massive problem that they seem to have. Hell, maybe it gets better. I don't know. Maybe next year, if Bill Belichick sticks around, it's going to be a great comeback season. LOL. No one's rooting for that. And the Tar Heels? Hell no. All right, Jenks. I promised a little sprinkle of college basketball. So here we go. All right, your Texas Longhorns on the road at number 5, UConn tonight. UConn laying a big number here, 16.5. Normally, this is a game that I would just, you know, pass over. I'm like, 16.5? Okay, we know UConn's good, but the question here is, can Texas keep it close? So if you look at Texas this year, I know that you've probably followed your Longhorns a bit against better competition. The only game I feel like I compare this to is first game of the season against Duke. They lost by 16, but again, that was the first game of the season. It should be noted that this game is at UConn, though, so maybe that's a little different than playing at a neutral court. I'm not somebody who wants to get in the way of UConn. I understand they didn't cover against Florida by the hook, but this is their last chance to really show how good they are in non-conference play before conference play starts. And there are questions about the Big East this year, so I don't know how much they can really prove beating up on DePaul and, you know, some of these teams that are not having great seasons, Georgetown. So maybe this is a statement game for UConn, or you could say, hey, maybe it's a bit of a letdown spot after that game against Florida.
Yeah, I don't want to bet against my horns, but also I definitely don't want to get in front of UConn. I mean, these guys are just an absolute steamroller. And Texas is fine. You know, they have an interesting center in Mattis Okatitis. He's fun to watch, transfer from FIU. So he leads a team with 16 points per game, just had 28 in that game against Southern. He's fun to watch. They have some nice guard play, Dylan Swain and Jordan Pope. And they're fun to watch from an offensive perspective. The one thing Sean Miller does well is that offense is fluid. They do a nice job of passing the ball around, making sure that they get open shots, as opposed to Rodney Terry, who is more, let's clear out and create one-on-one situations. And that was frustrating to watch. So they're a nice watch. They're a pleasing watch, but they're not close to UConn's level and their depth. And also, when you think about the size of Okatitis in the middle, UConn can match that with Caravan, Alex Caravan. So, yeah, I can't. I don't want to lay 16.5 points, but also I'm not going to fade UConn. And as good as they have looked this season, I mean, they could absolutely win the national title.
Right, especially when you talk about their defense. Their defense has been absolutely stifling this year, mm-hmm. allowing 70 points or fewer in all but three games this year. So the only offenses that have really had their number, they played in a back-and-forth affair against BYU, a good offense, and Arizona got them, beat them 71-67, but they only scored 71 points. So I think that's another thing. Not only is their offense, you know, a top 15 offense, according to KenPom, their defense is ranked 7th overall. So I think that's where you question Texas's offense. You say, okay, does Texas have the weapons to put up some points and keep up with this UConn offense? It doesn't look like it against this UConn defense. But again, it's a big number. I think this is why I normally don't bet on these type of games. Because everything I'm saying is built into the number. Like, oh, Chelsea, you're telling me why UConn is the favorite? Groundbreaking. It's a 60 point spread. So I don't know if I'm betting on it, but Jenks, could be a chance for Texas to maybe prove that they belong with the big dogs in college hoops. All right, coming up next, time to put down some big plus money. Our Parlay Central comes to you next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
And listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And what would a Friday be without a little fun? So in this segment, we'll run down our favorite parlay options. We'll get to Double D's degenerate college football parlay, and with a little sprinkle of NFL, because obviously it's not a huge college slate this week. And then we'll get to the show parlay, which, Jenks, we got to win one of these in the next couple of weeks.
I know it.
Time is running out for the year. But I was just looking at this, and it makes me mad when things like don't line up the way that you want them to, because from a fantasy and props perspective, you absolutely have to play whoever is playing tight end against the Bengals. I saw where the Bengals are on pace to give up like historic numbers against tight ends when it comes to fantasy football. Right now, if you look at the Bengals defense against tight ends, they're giving up on average 20 points to opposing tight ends. The next closest team is the Commanders, who are giving up 13 fantasy football points. But the problem is, you're like, okay, time to play Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews on the injury report. He just popped up yesterday. So this is a play that I've been waiting, you know, with it, the holster, in the holster for the entire week. And they're like, oh, Mark Andrews might be hurt. I'm like, not in this game. Like, can you wait till next game? It just feels like one of those things that lines up perfectly. And so that's a real bummer. So maybe he plays, but the problem is we're doing the show on Friday. So I don't want to give out a play that, like, he might not even be playing. But I will say Kyle Pitts was on the injury report last night, and he did end up playing, and he had 166 yards.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts is going to get the bag. He's going to get the bag. It's very interesting to me, and, you know, we can talk about this in the next hour as well when we discuss last night's Thursday Night Football game. But, you know, over the years, you've heard things about Kyle Pitts, like he doesn't really love football or his route running isn't that sharp. He's a great football player, but he doesn't necessarily love the game. And so if you're going to sign him during the offseason, you have to ask yourself a very simple question. Does he love the game? Is he getting better? I'm asking multiple questions here. But is he actually getting better, or is he trying to secure the bag? It's a question with every person in this position. So there's absolutely a possibility that he's improving, and we have seen that. But also there's a massive motivation there that hasn't been there in previous seasons.
Right, but unless you see it, like, surface on the field, I don't think it really matters. Like, as somebody who played his prop last night, I don't care if he hated every minute of every single catch. He got the numbers, and at the end of the day, like, that's what you're looking for is performance, not for love of the game. Like, I understand the trickle-down theory of saying, okay, maybe he's not motivated for the entire season.
Oh, yeah.
And if you sign him to a big deal, like, good luck, as my earpiece comes out, trying to get him to stay motivated after getting that massive deal. But my original question was, how good do you feel playing props on players who are on the injury list? Because you know this from covering the Commanders, is that sometimes guys are on the injury report and it means not that much. It just means that they're limited in practice and they don't want to take any extra hits. So let me ask you, should I be playing Mark Andrews anyway?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I base it on personally experience. Like, is this a veteran? Is this someone who is proven? Is this someone who has been traditionally reliable? And the answer to all those questions is yes, absolutely. If you're talking about someone who is maybe not a huge name, who is more of a younger person, but maybe you think there's value there, you know, based on something you've noticed or a particular trend, great. But just know that if they don't have that history or they don't have that consistency, you're still taking more of a risk, even though you might find some value in the market. With a guy like Mark Andrews, yeah, he's banged up, but he's been there, done that. You know what you're going to get. And so I think there's less of an inherent risk just because of that consistency you've seen over the course of his career.
Right. And it also feels like he still is on a track to, like, prove people wrong. Because, like, think about that miscatch that he had that cost the Ravens big time. Like, I feel like that's one of those, like, core memories that, like, you will always draw motivation from. So I don't think he's a guy that's lacking in motivation. It's just, I will say this. If he doesn't play, your bet gets voided. So you don't lose money if he doesn't play a snap in the game. So maybe that's your fallback plan, because he does have an excellent matchup against the Bengals, and he had a big game against them last time around. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in that game as well. All right, let's get to some of our parlays that we're playing this week. And let's start with Double D's Degenerate Parlay.
To get crazy with Double D's College Football D-Gen Parlay.
It's a little misleading this time around, because there's some college football here, and I am a degenerate, and it is some FCS and FBS, but I also have NFL in here. So let's get it started. I'm taking Montana State minus the 13.5 versus Stephen F. Austin. Army-Navy, I'm actually going over the 38.5. Both defenses are not good, and both offenses are really potent. So I think it's going to go over for, you know, people always say play the under, play the under. I think a majority of the games this year have gone over. Boise State plus 10.5 versus Washington. I'm taking Montana minus 7.5 versus South Dakota. Tarleton State minus 12.5 versus Villanova. I'm taking Ravens Bengals over 51.5. Bills on the money line versus the Patriots. Texans minus 9.5 versus the Cardinals. Lions and Rams over 55, and the Panthers on the money line at the Saints. My total parlay is 562-1. $5 wins you $2,815.54. Let's go.
Ah, tis the season, baby. If you want to earn some extra money for some of those Christmas presents, or how about a just Christmas present for yourself, and you tell nobody about your win. You're like, well, I don't know where this money came from. So we're certainly rooting for you there, David. All right, now it's time to get the whole crew involved. It's time to fire up the show parlay.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
All right, step right up and try your hand. Add to winning a squad parlay, because we got to do this. It's been a few weeks since we've won one of these, but Jenks, you've been trying to play this particular play for days on the show. I know you've had this play locked and loaded. We had Survivor plays yesterday. And you're like, hey, how about this play? And you're like, that's a total. You can't play that. So go ahead and let us have it, because we know you absolutely love this play.
Yes, I've had this play in since, what, August? You're like, hey, it's still, like, not time for this. What are we doing here? Here's the thing. When you look at these defenses, you're talking about two top five defenses going at it. Not top 10, not top 15, two top five defenses. That's how Denver has been on this incredible winning streak. And also, just think about the defensive playmakers that you're going to have on the field during this game. I mean, from Patrick Surtain and Nick Benito to Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary. And also, Bo Nix has thrown the ball a lot, you know, over the past few games. Like, he's increasing his attempts. But at the end of the day, you want to be careful against this Packers defense. I know also Green Bay is getting back Jaden Reed, but ultimately defenses are going to rule the day. It's going to be a nice day, believe it or not, in Denver. So I'd like this a little bit more if we were at Lambeau Field as opposed to Mahi Stadium, but I'm going to go under 43. I can't get past the fact that Denver and Green Bay are just top-notch when it comes to the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels like you can't really trust the Broncos' offense as well. So I think that is a great recipe, especially this time of year, for an under. All right, next up, since Mark Andrews had to be crossed off the list for me, I'm going to go to Saquon Barkley here. 75-plus rushing yards. It's a little juicy, but we got to win one of these parlays. It's minus 190. I think that this is the perfect game script for Saquon to continue to be on the right track. Because remember, last game against the Chargers had 20 carries for 122 yards. So if you're the Eagles and you're trying to, you know, cut down on some of the chatter against Jalen Hurts, get the ball to Saquon Barkley. What are you doing? this should be a really positive game script for the Eagles going against a really bad Raiders team. And especially if you look at this number, opposing running backs have absolutely feasted against the Raiders because their defense is bad. And number two, the Raiders are always playing in a negative game script. So teams are just trying to run down the clock at the end of these games. Kamani Vidal from the Chargers had 126 rush yards. R.J. Harvey of the Broncos had exactly 75. Javonte Williams of the Cowboys had 93 rush yards. And Travis Etienne of the Jags had 84. So I think Saquon is fully capable of getting this number, especially if he breaks off another one of those big runs that we were so used to seeing last year. So 75 plus yards feels like a gettable number for Saquon Barkley. All right, Double D, I really like this pick that you have. What is it?
I'm going to stick with the Bengals and the Ravens over 51.5. Seems really low. Like, really low for two teams that both defenses are really, really, really bad. And they have pretty decent to really good offenses. So I'm taking the over in the Bengals-Ravens game.
Yeah, I feel you. And especially in that game last time around that I think didn't hit this number, but the Bengals at least scored 30. The Ravens had 5 turnovers. So if they can at least clean up some of those, they should be able to put some points on the board against this Bengals defense. And how do you not trust Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase? I almost played Ja'Marr Chase for my leg of the parlay, but his numbers are sky high, as they should be. And he could definitely get like 160 yards in this game. Would not shock me one bit. All right, here to anchor the team, we've got Denton. Denton, what are you playing this week?
I'm going to take the over in Army-Navy at 38.5. When you got one of these teams that's averaging 32.5 points per game, I feel like it should be pretty easy to hit that number. And I got to say, I like our parlay. For one of our final ones is a show, I feel like it's good that we ride off into the sunset with a winner.
Yeah.
Ah, it's always good when you like it. Like when you look at them, you're like, oh, I hate all these picks.
This sucks.
Great. So at least we have, you know, the team who's all on one side, or at least Dan likes the picks. Let me ask you guys, Double D and Jenks, are there any picks in this that you're like, yeah, I don't know about that one?
No. I like it a lot. This is a good one. This is going to hit.
I actually really do too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Now it's not. Stop jinxing it.
Now it's not. Thanks, Jinx.
Sorry. Right. No, it's going to come home. Jinx. I'm manifesting it, guys. I'm manifesting it. It's going to happen.
We are due.
It's written in the stars.
True.
We are due. Absolutely. Throw us a bone here. It's the Christmas season. We need a miracle. All right, the parlay is Broncos, Packers under 43, Saquon 75 plus, Bengals, Ravens over 51.5, and Army, Navy over 38.5. Total odds a little over 9-1. Coming up next, hour 3 of the show, our biggest takeaways from Falcons Bucks. It's next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.